radiating carbon intensity benefits. Joanna Crown of WMS Underfloor Heating assesses the carbon intensity of underfloor heating versus traditional radiator systems and explains why radiant technology ticks the boxes when it comes to embodied carbon reduction. There are many factors to consider when assessing the carbon intensity of a home heating system, from meeting the demands of new build regulations to maximizing efficiency and ensuring all the technologies specified work in harmony. Carbon intensity comparison. Following the low water temperature update to the building regulations and Part L, June 2022, the house building industry is going through some huge changes and challenges. Aside from meeting the needs of regulations, assessing the embodied carbon of a heating system requires various factors to be considered, from product life cycle, material volume and the carbon impact to manufacture each product. When taking these factors into account, underfloor heating systems have been shown to be 93% less carbon intensive than traditional steel radiators. This dramatic statistic was calculated using a government report relating to the carbon impact of manufacturing building materials, which states that the manufacture of iron and steel products have a 7.1 co2e metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, compared with plastic products, which have a 3 co2e minus 58% less than iron and steel. It's clear to see that plastic underfloor heating pipe is significantly better from a carbon point of view to produce when compared with steel, and the benefits don't stop there. Material volume in the spotlight. When calculating and comparing material volume, in a house with 10 rooms over 2 floors, a standard steel radiator system would require 222.6 kilograms of material, whereas the equivalent underfloor heating system would require 42% less material, 129.4 kilograms. However, to meet the recently introduced standards for new builds, low-flow temperature radiators will need to be much larger than traditional products. So, as well as taking up more wall space and creating interior layout headaches, the volume of material required for these larger steel radiators would be significantly more than their traditional counterparts, creating a stark contrast to the minimal volume of material required to complete an underfloor heating system. Product life cycles. Considering the carbon impact of property means not only looking at products selected for the initial build itself, but also over the lifetime of the building. Traditional radiators have a relatively short life cycle and are only expected to last for around 25 years. So, as well as being less efficient than underfloor heating when in situ, once decommissioned, they become a waste product in a relatively short space of time. While they can be recycled, the carbon produced during the recycling process is extremely high. On the other hand, underfloor heating systems can last 3 times longer, with most offering at least a 75-year guarantee, providing additional reassurance that it will likely outlive the lifetime of the building. Good quality underfloor heating pipe, which is made from superior quality, sustainable PERT, polyethylene of raised temperature resistance, can also be melted down safely at the end of its life and reused, further enhancing the sustainability credentials of a property. Extra benefits. As underfloor heating is by nature a low temperature system, it pairs perfectly with heat pumps which deliver the most efficient, COP, level when running at 35 to 45 degrees Celsius. By design, hydronic, water-based, underfloor heating can easily achieve this, however, it's crucial for the whole system to be considered to deliver the most efficient design, rather than suppliers working on designs in isolation. If the system is not designed and installed accurately, it simply won't reach the required efficiency and energy bills will be sure to increase. To avoid any miscalculations, specifiers are advised to seek out specialist suppliers who can provide the right expertise and are willing to collaborate with other contractors to ensure seamless design, installation and operation of the finished system. Joanna Crown is Marketing Director at WMS Underfloor.